Pulling the threads together from today's episode, a few things stand out to me. The surveillance stories, Texas license plate cameras, and UK message scanning reveal a consistent pattern. The most effective expansions of surveillance infrastructure are the ones that don't require anyone to make an explicit public choice. A dollar on an insurance bill, an amendment to an Online Safety Act. The mechanism obscures the decision.
And the open source stories are, in a sense, a response to that pattern. FreeCore Fork, California's licensing exemption, Tether's relay architecture, the DN42 networking project, all of these are technical communities refusing to accept that their infrastructure should be controlled by entities with different interests. Whether it's a company deprioritizing community software or a government trying to mandate backdoors, the instinct driving these projects is the same. We'd rather build our own than depend on someone whose incentives we can't trust.
The Python ecosystem news, RISC-V support, EVE Online's migration, the SQLite document database revival is a quieter version of the same theme. These aren't flashy stories, but they represent the kind of infrastructure maturation that makes everything else possible. RISC-V having official Python support means the open hardware ecosystem just got more capable. EVE Online's Python 3 migration means a major production system is getting off a codebase that's been accumulating risk for 6 years.
Before we sign off, we have a brief time capsule moment, our periodic exercise in intellectual honesty. Back on May 18th, we apparently made a reference to Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. We've been reviewing our episode archive, and that one needs a correction. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, deep inside Russian and Central Asian territory with no Ukrainian access, and no such attacks were reported. That was simply wrong, and we're glad someone flagged it. Getting the geography of a war zone wrong isn't a minor error, and we'll be more careful with geographic claims like that going forward.
We also said on May 18th, in what might be the most hedged sentence ever uttered on this podcast, that companies ignoring certain trends might face competition from unexpected directions. That statement is so broad it's unfalsifiable, which makes it useless. We're going to try harder this year to make specific, testable predictions rather than statements that sound analytical but contain no actual content. If we're going to be wrong, let's be wrong in interesting ways.
As we do every episode, a genuine word of thanks to the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. Every story we discussed today was surfaced and vetted by that community. The Glacier Mice, the Tether iMessage Bridge, the Texas surveillance funding story, the FreeCore Fork. If any of those caught your attention, the comment threads on each post are worth your time. The URL is news.acombinator.com, and the discussions are free to read without an account.
And a sincere thanks to the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code, by Anthropic, handles the script generation and production automation that turns raw topic lists into something coherent enough to broadcast. Perplexity handles the real-time topic discovery and research that gets us the source material. We rely on both every day, and we're genuinely grateful that they exist. If you're interested in broader current events beyond the tech world, geopolitics, markets, international affairs, check out IntelliJix Daily News, our companion show. Different subject matter, same analytical approach.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides matters.